We invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion. Reminders of the gospel, the good news that we proclaim, that Jesus was born into this world of sin to be the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, to die in our place, to be the wrath-absorbing sacrifice, the propitiation for our sin. Jesus came to be received. John 1 says he came to his own and his own did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, to be adopted into the family. So that is an offer open to everyone. Whoever believes, whoever owns Jesus Christ as your God and Lord and Savior and Rescuer and Redeemer, you say, I'm a sinner, I need saving. Jesus, you're my only hope. Would you forgive my sins? Would you make me new? Would you bring me into relationship with you? He paid the price on the cross. There's nothing we can contribute. This is a gift that we can't reciprocate. Somebody gives you a card. Oh man, I forgot to give them a card. I better write them a card and give them. Somebody gives you a gift you weren't expecting. Oh man, I forgot about them. I better hurry up and get them. We got nothing. We got nothing. We simply humbly receive. God paid the price in full. He says, I have a gift for you. Would you receive it? You need it. It's not just something else that, you know, is going to end up in the thrift store because they didn't know what else to buy you. And, you know, it's just, you don't need it. This is life and death. We desperately need the bread of life. Jesus is the life. It's a gift we desperately need. And he says, there's nothing you can do to earn it. You can't pay for it. It's like I paid for it. It's a gift. Would you receive it? So today, I invite you, receive the gift. Simply say, I'm a sinner. I have nothing to offer but the wreck I've made of my life. Would you make me new inside? Would you forgive me? Would you wash me? Would you make me new? Would you give me new life, new birth from above? Simply receive and enjoy the gift he purchased for you. We'll serve you bread and juice. If you're a believer, hold those in your hand. Reflect on the price he paid, the good news that he proclaims to you. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together. What love. What a gift. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this gift. Gift of life, the gift of love, the gift of hope, the gift of peace with you, the gift of joy. All we can do is say thank you and receive a good gift from your hand. His body broken for you, taken. His blood poured out on the cross to wash you clean and make you new. Drink it.